Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a very, very special story. It's about chinuch, it's about education. Now, we are about to come to the holiday of Shavuos. I'm recording this story in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We're only about 6 days away from Shavuos, when Hashem gave the Torah to us. And that was perhaps the first big chinuch project, the first big education project. But Hashem took millions of Jewish people and he taught them the Torah. First, he taught them the first of the commandments, and then he taught them the second of the commandments. And then he taught everything to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Jewish people during the 40 years. The truth is, there was preparation time also that Hashem taught the Jewish people other things before he gave the Torah to them. But in general, it was a big chinuch project. So what do we know about chinuch? What do we know about Jewish education? So this story will show what modern Jewish education is all about. And when I say modern, I don't mean that we're going off the old methods, chas v'shalom. The old methods are Torah, and we use them, and we honor them very much. But sometimes we teach with chesed, with kindness, and mostly in the past, there was sometimes gevura, there was sometimes severity. And today, as you'll see, the main thing is to teach with chesed, with kindness, and with love. One time, a certain educator, a certain mechanech, a certain principal, went to a school in Argentina, and he went to visit the Chabad school there. It was under a shliach named Rabbi Greenblatt. And they spoke about the chinuch, the education in the school, the Jewish education, and the way it worked. And then the principal asked, the visiting principal asked Rabbi Greenblatt, could he please look at one of the classrooms, look inside what's going on with the students in the classroom? So Rabbi Greenblatt brought him to one of the classrooms. And the principal watched for a little while. And then he said, can I please go to another classroom? Rabbi Greenblatt took him to another classroom. He watched that one for a few minutes, and then he asked, may I go to another classroom? And he went to another classroom, and after a while, Rabbi Greenblatt asked the visiting principal, why is it that you're asking to go to every single classroom? So the visiting principal said to Rabbi Greenblatt, I'll tell you why. Before I came on this trip, I had yechidus with the Rebbe. I had an opportunity to go in to speak with the Rebbe about chinuch and other things. And I told the Rebbe that I was visiting Argentina. And the Rebbe asked me to please go in to this school and to visit. And he said, there's one thing I would like you to look for when you go to visit that school. And that is, are the children smiling? Are the children smiling? So that's why, Rabbi Greenblatt, the visiting principal said, that's why I'm going into every classroom. I'm fulfilling the Rebbe's instruction to see, are all the children smiling? Or how many of the children are smiling? Now, this story teaches us an amazing lesson. There are many different ways to educate children. And, of course, as I said at the beginning, there are traditions and there are ways that it's been done for many centuries. But times change. And even though the Torah doesn't change, chas v'shalom, but nevertheless, the way that we educate children has to change according to what's going on with that generation. And again, it doesn't chas v'shalom mean to change things that should not be changed. But in this case, the Rebbe explains that the main approach in chinuch today is with love. That to educate children with threats, you're going to get this punishment if you don't do it, you're going to get that punishment with you if you don't do it. No, it's not going to work. Rather, it has to be done with love. And if it's done with love, then the children are going to be smiling. And so that's the way we have to educate. Now, of course, there are certain limits. You cannot just give your child candy every day, all day long. That's not the right way to do things. But the attitude has to be with love. And of course, each teacher and each parent and each madrich and madricha has to interpret this according to their situation. But that is the way that the Rebbe tells us it has to be done. Now, How does the Rebbe know? And how does the Rebbe know that that's the right approach for our generation? Well, that's the job of a Rebbe. A Rebbe's job is sort of like the captain of a ship. The captain of the ship has to steer the ship or instruct somebody who's doing the steering. He has to know which way to go. And the people on the ship trust that the captain knows which way to go. Or people on a plane and so forth. And the Rebbe is in the position, has a responsibility to guide our generation. And this is the quickest way to bring the Geula. And this is what we need. Therefore, whenever we have an opportunity to teach somebody, it's very important to try to teach them in this way, with love, with kindness, that they should be smiling as a result of the chinuch of the Torah that we're teaching them. And in our times, we have many, many, many people who are really at the very beginning of their chinuch. There are many, many adults who barely know anything about Torah mitzvahs. And our job is to try to help these people. But clearly, if we introduce a person to Yiddishkeit by saying, you know, if you break Shabbos, you're going to get this punishment and this punishment and this punishment, of course, they're not going to be interested. We have to teach them in a way of love and kindness. Eventually, of course, a person will find out about the punishment side. But that's for another time, and God willing, the person will learn in such a way that they'll fulfill all the Torah mitzvahs. There won't be any kind of a punishment entirely. But the way to help people learn about Torah mitzvahs and the way to teach people who are already involved in Torah mitzvahs and already involved in Jewish life is always with kindness and with love. And this is one of the ways that will bring Mashiach so much quicker, that Avos Yisrael, love of a fellow Jew, is one of the things that will speed up the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.